This is actually take three of your weekly paycheck podcast. This is Ed Price. It is Friday the 18th of September at this very moment. I did not record this in advance, but I'm here to tell you that I want to talk to you quickly about isolation and movement. The first part is this season has caused us to do some things that we didn't expect, the least of which is isolating from normal routines, church, school, work situations, whatever it looks like for you. I want you to stop and take an assessment of some of the things that you've had to shift and do differently that maybe you can return to or replace with other habits. I'm going to talk about me for a second. The beginning of this, as a cafe and a rescue mission employee, I've been very fortunate that I had the rhythm of work continue throughout. I did not have a pause. I did not have the ability to work from home, and I was able to keep that. But a lot of my other social networks and community-based activities, Bible studies was part of two of them, church, certainly F3, which is my workout group, all of those things changed dramatically. And I've resumed a lot of things and Zoomed, we all understand what Zoom is, in situations where it's appropriate to where I have more social activity and I'm more connected to community outside of my employment here at the mission and the cafe. So I want you to be deliberate about stopping, assessing, and looking around and making sure that you're connected to vibrant communities that are feeding you and supporting you. We teach here at the mission that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, but it's community. So do not isolate, remove yourself, and get a plan for increasing your self-care. Part two, really quick, moving. Motion creates emotion. I stopped working out when this season started because I thought this was going to be a sprint and we needed to get it over with. We all know this is a ultra marathon now, and we're in it for more than a minute. I've resumed my activities. I am physically active. Whatever that looks like for you, if you're doing nothing, start walking. If you're walking, start running. Whatever you need to do to get back to what you were doing or start something new, I will guarantee, you've heard this all before, that things will be different on the other side. Your serotonin levels will increase. You'll change the way you eat as a byproduct of exercising in some capacity. Your digestion will be assisted by this. Everything gets better with some type of motion. So don't isolate and get moving. I'm going to close. Actually, I'm not going to close with a scripture verse because every time I do, I stop the recording, which isn't effective. But I want to pray, God, that you be with all the mission employees, that you are with their families. You give them guidance and wisdom. But most of all, God, you give us peace in this season as we continue to press in to what you've allowed with this virus, this illness, and the way it's consumed the world. You've got our attention, and we want to hear what you want us to hear. So we love you, and we praise you, and we worship you, and we give it all to you today in Jesus' name.